You're listening to SBS News.
So going to check your teeth today. Big smile for me. Wow, like a tiger. Good job. We can see nice, healthy gums, beautiful, clean teeth.
When was the last time you had your teeth checked? For some, it can be intimidating to open wide and allow a stranger to assess your pearly whites. Australians should get their teeth checked at least 2 times a year. However, due to the changing nature of the new normal, many people have put their dental health low on their agenda, either because of cost or fear. Is it even safe to go to the dentist? Yes, it is. Experts say Australian dental practitioners have the highest infection control standards in the world. Australian Dental Association health advisor Dr. Michaela Canotti says the nation's oral health is heading in the wrong direction.
Oral health tends to be something that does drop down on the list of priorities for people. So it is creating those situations where people may be finding it harder to get to the dentist, as well as for some people, the concern about going out into public or going into medical and dental centres. It is creating, you know, a situation where after this pandemic does pass, we may see that there is an increase in oral conditions.
Millions of Australians have spent longer periods in isolation, potentially snacking more and not getting their regular checkups. Patient numbers at dental practices have declined since the start of the year. New South Wales and ACT figures show that out of 900 dental practices, only 16% were operating at up to a quarter of their usual capacity during restrictions, while 24% were operating at a quarter to half of their normal operating capacity. In Victoria, 22% of practices had closed and 70% were working less than their normal activity. Dr. Angelo Pacella is a dentist and president of the ADA Victoria branch. He says residents can still go to a dentist, but procedures are limited.
Melbourne Metro and Mitchell Shires are on level 2 restrictions. What that means is that you can still attend a dentist. The procedures that they can perform are limited, but definitely you can attend and address any problems that you're having, especially emergency problems. In rural Victoria, they're still at level 1 restriction in terms of dental procedures can be done. The main concern there is the patients and practitioners travelling across the border. So we've had issues with patients who see a dentist on one side of the border and live on the other, and vice versa with staff. But the MPs in the local areas are addressing the issue, and I do believe some exemptions are going to take place to allow a movement across borders now.
Experts say people are avoiding the dentist due to fears of proximity to others, financial stress, and because they've been snacking on more sugary treats. Figures show 1 in 3 adults are living with untreated tooth decay, while 1 in 4 have more severe gum disease. The number of adults with untreated and painful tooth decay has increased from a quarter of adults to around a third of adults, while people reporting toothache in the last 12 months jumped from 16% to 20%. Only 53% of people are brushing their teeth twice a day, and fewer people reported they had visited a dentist. Dr. Canotti says Australians can be mindful of their dental health by placing a higher focus on sugar consumption.
Sugar is the biggest contributor of developing tooth decay. So we're trying to promote these messages to people. It's thinking about, you know, trying to limit your snacking, learning a little bit about how to read food labels, how to know what's in the products you're consuming. So kind of becoming your own sugar detective to know how much sugar's in these food items, because the World Health Organization does recommend that adults do consume 24 grams, or that's about 6 teaspoons of sugar. So that should be the most that we should be consuming each day. But a large proportion of Australia is consuming well above that amount.
The ADA is executing a number of strategies in a bid to improve Australia's oral health by putting a spotlight on sugar. They are lobbying the government to create a levy on sugar-sweetened beverages, educating people about the harm sugar does to teeth, helping consumers better interpret food labels, and understand where the hidden sugars lurk. Dental surgeon Christoph Vell says his patients reported an unusual number of pains in the jaw joints, which is a symptom of excessive grinding or clenching of the teeth. Dr. Vell says stress is one of the causes for this, induced by the anxiety surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic.
La bouche est un The mouth is a place where you find a lot of signs of that stress. I received many calls from people who had pathologies, not just cavities or infections, but problems linked to a state of anxiety that we've noticed in the general population. And so I was asked questions about having pain in the joints, a lot of people who were extremely tense. For some people, the fear of the dentist will be very much detrimental and result in a lot of morbidity, and we'll maybe see some illnesses, severe infections that we hadn't seen for quite a while in dental practices.
Dr.
Pacella says Australians are experiencing more stress and anxiety, and bruxism, or teeth grinding, can accelerate tooth decay and other issues.
Things like stress and tiredness tend to amplify the problem. When people are in a situation like what we're facing at the moment, those added levels of stress do cause an increase in bruxism, which has a multitude of symptoms attached to it, from not only your teeth becoming sensitive and potentially breaking, but also patients can suffer from pain in their jaw joint to extensive cases where patients can have some severe pain, headache, related issues which can be quite debilitating.
Next week is Dental Health Week, a national campaign from August 3rd to the 9th. And the theme is Get Sugar Savvy, educating Australians about the sugars hidden in our foods and educating people how to read labels and be their own sugar detective. They are also launching a tooth-friendly sweet treat cookbook, 20 recipes of low-sugar sweet treats people can make at home, recommended by your dentist. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.